Next, we'll move on then to our financial report from Vice President and Comptroller Walter Knorr.
Good morning, everyone. Start off with, as I've done in the past, essentially what's happened kind of on a bullet point basis since our last meeting and financially related. First of all, just doesn't have to go no editorializing, you know, the fact that the budget impasse continues on. We're in our 23rd month of that. We basically have taken the bridge appropriation that we got for the 17 for FY17 and basically have basically distributed all those dollars received and distributed those dollars. We were required under the act to basically spend those dollars against 16 expenses, FY16 expenses, which we did, and also paid our share of the health insurance requirement from CMS from that. But that $351 million was roughly 55% of what we got in FY15. To give you a feel for that. Subsequent on April the 6th, the House, and that was the same day as we were there for an appropriations hearing, but the House approved an additional $86.5 million lifeline for the University of Illinois. And that would come from the Educational Assistance Fund, which is a fund that basically gets inputs on a regular basis from income tax, from gaming taxes, from telecommunications taxes, but basically it's a fund that is available for this purpose. there was also amounts of money basically put aside for ISAC, would be about $60 million or $30 million, excuse me, for one semester of MAP money for the University of Illinois. But again, this is just something that's been approved by the House. It basically is there. It has not been acted upon by the Senate, and we are all aware that basically there's a Senate grand bargain percolating, over in Springfield, as you were updated yesterday on, as you went around in the advocacy effort there. Right now, the state, if you take the snapshot of the state's bills, $13 billion of bills that are outstanding to be paid, and includes something that's near and dear to most of our employees and their families' hearts, is basically $4.2 billion of health care bills that need to be paid. And I think all of us have our own stories regarding that. On the new front, basically, we have been before the Legislative Audit Commission, and we basically on the March 28th, we made our answer the questions of the Legislative Audit Commission in regards to the FY16 financial and compliance audit, and it was approved by the Legislative Audit Commission and basically put to bed. That's basically the final step for the audit for FY16, and that has been accomplished through the ABFF. The board has been apprised of the results of the 16 audit, to both at the March and the May ABFF meetings with regard to the. But then, of course, we start up another audit for FY17, and we basically haven't had an entrance conference, and we're already starting the audit for the FY17 audit that's going on. More pertinent, most importantly, is basically what's going on with the rating agencies. In the situation with the rating agencies, as you're aware, 2 weeks ago, S&P downgraded the University of Illinois to the single A category from an A plus to an A category. If you look at the basics of this, this is a situation where they basically had the rule. This S&P has an absolute rule that you can't be rated more than three notches higher than the state rating, the mother rating of the state with where you that relationship. So the state of Illinois had been downgraded. So we basically came down again in connection with that. Anybody's invited to read that report. It's fairly positive with regard to the University of Illinois, but again, it is this situation. Probably more is in the crosshairs right now is basically what's going on with Moody's. We are under a warning from Moody's for potential for downgrade. Moody's put this out about 3 weeks ago. And when you have one of these warnings, it basically gives you about 30 days before they'll take action, whether they take action or not. So I think it's going to be in connection with whatever they do with the state, because the state was also put on warning for a downgrade. And I think, again, this is this connection. And I'm going to go through one of the main part. This is my annual going through some of the Moody's metrics in comparison to what's going on in the Big Ten in comparison, which I hopefully will stress that, you know, this university is at least a AA1 type of university. But I think those metrics you're going to see will basically demonstrate that. But we are in the crosshairs. I would expect that there will be an action on our rating by the end of May in connection with whatever they do with the state of Illinois. You know, we've continued our advocacy. You know, you participated in the advocacy, you know, both for the university, for its budget, IPAC. That has been continuing on. We've made our appearances before the House Appropriations and the Senate Appropriations hearings, have weathered those requirements successfully, and you know, we're moving on into the final throes of the legislative session. I think one last piece of good news is that CMS, who basically covers our health care benefits, has basically announced that there are going to be no change in the plans, health benefit plans for employees, state employees, including university employees. This was a concern that there was going to be changes in the benefit plans, and they are not going to be changing those plans. And then there's a current enrollment going on right now. A couple of slides that I basically, before I get into the Moody's metrics, that I want to bring up that I think we just kind of monitor. One is basically we always put up the hospital, and I know you have a dashboard, you know, in your package, but I just wanted to basically go over the fact through March, and I basically put up a comparison of the previous at March for the last 3 years for this year on $720 million of revenues through March 31st for 9 months. We're at an $8.3 million operating margin. So we're keeping a positive operating margin. It's very narrow, but keeping that operating margin, the Regents on top of it. Again, and also watching the cash. I also put down here this little to the right, the bottom here, I basically add back to the depreciation. This type of, theoretically, what kind of cash is being generated by the hospital operation. Because we're watching cash. Cash is very tight at the hospital, as we all know. It's in the dashboard, you know, so it's a, but again, I think Avija and Dr. Barish are all over it. The other one I wanted to bring up is only because it's popping up through IPAC and also has been popping up the hearings, basically, and I haven't put this up for a while, is basically what the deferred maintenance situation looks like, you know, for the university, well over $2 billion in total. There's been a pop, and particularly you'll see in Urbana, you know, and that was the resurvey they did of all of the mechanicals, the HVAC, the plumbing. It was done, a resurvey done in 16. But essentially, this is the situation that we face with regard. We've made some dents in this, this is basically something that's been before. We have not had a capital appropriation for a number of years, and you know, this is basically something that continues to confront us. I wanted to pop over to basically finish off with just a few slides with regard to the metrics for the University of Illinois as Moody's looks at them. I start off with a slide that I think you've seen before, and it's updated for on a current basis. And this is the rating age, the credit ratings by Moody's for the Big Ten publics. We won't see Wisconsin up here because University of Wisconsin does not issue its own debt. It's all issued through the state of Wisconsin. So you won't see Wisconsin in any of these slides. And of course, Northwestern will not be on here for multiple reasons. So in all these slides, the University of Illinois is going to be the first one to the left. And so the situation here now is that we are rated AA3. With a negative outlook, we are in a warning situation, and the state of Illinois is rated a Baa2, so 5 notches difference. So we're still carrying that 5 notch difference with the rating. The state of Indiana, state of Maryland are both AAA rated states, and Purdue, Indiana carry that AAA rating too. Maryland basically has a Aa3 rating. Michigan is the only other one that basically operates essentially on a different, almost on a different constitutional basis as far as its operation away from the state. It's AAA rated, even though the state of Michigan is a AA1 rated state. The rest of them straightforward there. I think the only comparable, and I don't want to use it as comparable, the only other AA3 rated university is Rutgers, and the state of New Jersey is an A2 rated, so it's just two notches different. So that's the other one that is up there in comparison. Moving on to what the university looks like as far as its size in comparison to the other Big Ten schools, and I'll just focus on the University of Illinois. You'll notice that only 5% of the total actual expenditures for 16, or actual revenues for 16, are coming from the appropriation. This is down from 15% from the prior year. What you're seeing here is basically that reduction to only $180 million from $643 million. That's basically being reflected here. The other thing that you see that's different is basically this in the orange category, it's payments on behalf. It's almost 26%, 25% of the total operations of the university, operating expenses of the university. This, again, is the employer share of pension and health care. And all the other, you won't find this because all of the other universities, this is a self-contained cost of the university, of those universities. So this is, we're the only state that basically has the state paying for pension, state paying for health care for the employer share of health care. The other thing that pops out at you is basically in their big revenue generators is, you know, in comparison, our health care operation, our hospital or medical center, about 17% of our total operation. But if you look at places like Ohio State, Michigan, even Penn State in Iowa, those have very large portions of their operations are coming from their healthcare operation, and particularly Michigan, and they're big cash generators for those institutions too.
So, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Does that mean that you're including all healthcare revenue in this, and therefore, doesn't that kind of skew the percentages as it relates to what we're seeing in terms of tuition and state appropriation? In other words, if I have a huge healthcare business that another university doesn't have, Michigan versus Indiana, then all these percentages are not really comparable.
Yeah, it does. I think it does. I think it skews. Not only does it skew like this, but I think it also skews the metrics that Moody's
exactly.
uses, because they basically having, and they're including, and I've had this discussion, and I think they basically analyze this thing on a with and without basis. But they basically, for publication purposes, they have included, you know, as an operating expense, because they're using what GAAP, our GAAP financial statements say, that basically say that this is an operating expense. Those payments on behalf are considered an operating expense for us. And the revenue, the payment from the state is basically considered a non-operating revenue. So basically, I think it's something I'm very aware of. And I think it's basically, when we go through the rest of the metrics, it's basically, it does skew some of the rest of the metrics too. But these are the metrics, and I've had this debate with Moody's going on for years about this, and basically how they look at it within a, I think that basically for publication purposes, they do use, you know they include it as an operating expense for the metrics, but I think in purpose of the final analysis and our rating, I think that they basically take it in consideration. Of course, the number one thing for us is basically ability to, it's liquidity, 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 ability to pay our bills. This is basically what we call, they call it spendable cash and investments. This would be everything that's on our balance sheet as of in cash and investments, both current and non-current, as far as cash and investments that's on our balance sheet in comparison to the rest of the Big Ten. Obviously, we look right in there, right along the median. This is both, I basically plotted this against the Big Ten median, as well as there's about 30 other big publics across the country, the Moody's rates that basically I've included in this calculation, in this presentation, in these medians. And you can see we're at essentially the medians that are involved with the Big Ten and with the big publics across the country. Some of the ones that basically, as I talked about before, I mean, Ohio State, Penn State, and of course Michigan, basically big, you know, a lot of that's coming from their healthcare operation. But this is, I think that when it comes down to basically our rating, it's basically the question, though, is always basically the cash. You know, how much do you, can you pay your bills? Can you make your payroll? And that's constantly the focus of attention by Moody's and the rating agencies. Days cash on hand, this is, again, the one that may be skewed because it's cash and investments versus their operating expenses less depreciation. This is another indicator of ability, how long you pay your bills if you basically were basically with your with cash on hand. And you can see that we're right, just a little bit below the median for purposes of their calculation. But again, I think that there's, again, this is something that basically says we are basically a double A rated type of category for the university. And Purdue is kind of, it's interesting. Purdue has basically got a very, very large, very large cash balances. So this is a ratio that they use. It's similar to the primary ratio that basically has been used in the past. This is kind of being, they constantly graduate and change their ratios. Again, we're a little bit below the median at 0.6. This is a ratio of the spendable cash that we just showed versus the operating expenses of the university on an aggregate mm-hmm. basis. Again, we were right at the medians associated with this. And again, basically point to our rating strength. The other one is in our debt. We have about $1.6 billion in debt on the university's balance sheet as of June 30th of 2016. $1.2 billion of that is auxiliary debt, revenue debt. This is essentially the debt we use to finance things like Memorial Stadium or the Assembly Hall, the State Farm Center. Those are the types of revenue debt that we have on the books. We also have about $300 million of certificates of participation. We're out of the certificates of participation business now, but we do still have $300 million of certificates of participation. We use this to finance the building of a renovation of academic buildings. So that's what those financing were used for. There's about $120 million of hospital debt is in there, and there's a little bit of debt associated with the up at at Chicago with the South Campus development. Just point out that we have a situation where we only have about three swaps left. And the details are in your derivative package. One of the successes we had in 16 was to refund one of our pieces of debt and basically eliminate and terminate the swap associated with that. So we cut our exposure to derivatives almost in half with that refunding. Coverage for our debt, again, we're about three times coverage. This is basically the availability of revenues that basically cover the debt. We're three times, again, we're at the medians. I don't know, Penn State, I'm not sure. They report on a FASB basis. We report on a GASB basis, so there might be something going on there. I've tried to chase it down why their coverage looks so high, but we are basically a fairly conservative issuer of debt and basically have adequate coverage, purposes of the rating. I want to finish with the last one that I take a look at. Not so much, this is how Moody's calculates net tuition of the university. It's a very interesting calculation. You can see how we compare, under there to the other Big Ten and into the other publics. They take the write-off of our P&L of the university, they take tuition, the income fund, the tuition, less scholarships and grants, and then they basically back off all the waivers. They deduct all the waivers associated, which is a very large number, and then they make that the numerator, and then they basically divide it by our total students. And so that's how they make their calculation, which is the way they do it across the board for their purposes of the comparison. So anyway, what I wanted to do is basically, this is just a selected number. There's about 25 different metrics that they have, a selected number of metrics. I think what I'm trying to do is reinforce what's going on right now is that basically we are, we do have the financial strength. We should be staying in the, should stay in the double A category with the rating agencies. But we do have this situation, the crosshairs of this warning that's coming up. It's basically we're going to have to await, what happens. But we're always presenting our best foot forward. One of the things I wanted to say in conclusion is part of dealing with the state is basically the constant request for information, from data that's coming over from staffers, from legislators directly. And I wanted to thank Sandy Street, who's in the audience, who basically puts together all that data and gets it over on a timely basis to them. She's been day and night, you know, putting that together, getting that information over to the and keeping the requesters happy with getting the information that they request. So anyway, that's my quick summary of what's going on.
Thank you, Walt. Any additional questions or comments? All right.